The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Wow, 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 wow. I've been out in the world launching this new book, Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. My mind is blown. My mind is blown about how transformational this work has already been for so many of you. I knew it was going to happen. I knew that the book was going to serve you, but I didn't know that it was going to be this necessary at this time. I truly didn't. And the journey that I underwent to get to where I am today is a journey that we all deserve. We all deserve the guided path from trauma to profound freedom and inner peace. And you don't have to take my word for it. Here are some of the headlines of the reviews on Amazon. Must read for trauma-informed path to healing. Stunning. I've already had so many aha moments that are incredibly profound, and I'm only on chapter 2. Gabby's stories are raw and so beautifully told. Gabby is holding your hand while you do the work. You never feel alone. That one, Fran, on Amazon makes me just feel so on mission and so connected, because that was my intention, for you not to feel alone, for you not to feel disconnected in this journey of recovery. Let me read another one. Life-changing book, Marlon says on Amazon. I haven't finished the book yet. However, the 5 chapters I've already read have absolutely opened my heart and mind. I feel that Gabby genuinely cares. I feel her energy through her writing. And here's the last one. Life-changing. This book is for everyone. Gabby's teachings are the real thing. This is a life-transforming book. I love you guys. I just want to say thank you for sharing your experience of the book. And I hope that if anyone is struggling right now, that they know that there is great support in the pages of Happy Days. You can listen to it on Audible. You can read it in the hardcover book or the ebook. And my prayer is that this book guides you one step of the way to know that you're not alone, to know that I am by your side, and that there is a guided path from whatever suffering you have experienced in your life to profound freedom and inner peace. Happy days. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Today, we did something a little different. We did something kind of awesome. A while back, I asked for folks to leave their review about the show and then to share a question that they may want me to Dear Gabby. And so what I'm going to do today is a little different than usual. I'm going to Dear Gabby this question that came in from F. Janelle B. on the reviews section of Apple. And she sent in this question for me to answer live. The question then will also become the theme for our conversation as I bring Dear Gabby folks into the podcast live and workshop them. Let's start with F. Janelle B. and her question today, which is about spiritual guidance. And I know this is a topic that so many of you really want more of, that you long for it, and that clarity of how to connect can be extremely heartwarming no matter where you are on your spiritual path. So here we are. F. Janelle B. asks, "Dear Gabby, when asking for guidance, how can I tell if the guidance I receive is truly from spirit or is just my ego getting in the way? I have a very active mind and sometimes worry that my ego is trying to sneak through fear-based guidance disguised as intuition. This happens often during meditation." Excellent question. I get this question in more ways than one. For decades, I've been on stages talking about spiritual principles, and I've always received the question of, "Gabby, how do I know it's my inner guidance rather than my ego?" Or in this case, "How do I know that it's my spirit guides rather than my own ego, my own fear voice?" Let's get into this. When it's the voice of spirit, you feel grounded. You feel inspired. You might even sense like a buzziness or a speediness. There's an enthusiasm behind that inner guidance. There's only love. Even if it's a direction or a suggestion to go in a direction that may be like a warning sign, it's still wrapped with love and safety and security. There's no agenda. There's no drama. There's no forceful nature. There's a sense of ease. Sometimes it might not even sound like your voice. It could sound almost like the voice of an ethereal being. Sometimes I hear when spirit speaks to me, that's like, "Dear daughter of the light." Literally, that's what I could hear. "Dear daughter of the light," or, "We are here. We are speaking on behalf of a collective or a presence." And sometimes it's just the voice of my own higher self, the curious, compassionate, courageous part of me that's coming through, directed by the presence of love, the presence of spirit, the presence of God. And so we know that it's the voice of spiritual presence or a spirit guide or your inner guidance system when it is grounded, calm, inspired, loving, peaceful, no agenda, only love. It's a sure sign that it's the voice of your ego when you have an agenda, when there's an agenda, when there's a timeline, when there's urgency, an urgency that seems controlling, when there's any form of attack thought, when there's doubt, when your body doesn't feel connected to it, when it feels almost like there's a sense of fear behind it. You could even hear the voice of your ego. It could be a good message, but it doesn't feel aligned or resonant in your body. It's maybe potentially feeling forced, like it's coming at you rather than through you. That's a really good distinction. You know it's the voice of spirit when it's coming through you, and it's the voice of ego when it's coming at you. Wow. That was the voice of spirit coming through me to express that truth. For me, you can see me in this show. You know when I'm in my logical mind of like, okay, let's bring on the next guest or whatever. And then you know when I start talking fast and I start feeling inspired. And if you're ever watching a video, you can see my hands go numb. And there's just this source of energy coming through. And that's when we're channeling spirit guides and our own presence of spiritual wisdom within. So there's a freedom in knowing that it's your inner guidance system and spirit, and there's a control when it's the voice of your ego. So to recap that message for F. Janelle B. on our Apple reviews and for everybody that's listening now, you know it's the voice of spirit when it's coming through you, and you know it's the voice of your ego when it's coming at you. It's the most beautiful, simple distinction. And how do we connect to that voice of spirit? Keep listening to Dear Gabby. Go back to our podcast episode on spirit guides or any of the manifesting episodes on Dear Gabby. Just search Dear Gabby Manifesting. It all is right there for you. And all of the practices that are related to super attractor or manifesting or the universe has your back are all designed to help you get into alignment with that presence of your own inner guidance system so that you can hear a fluid connection to the voice of your spiritual guides. That is all laid out for you here on this show. So go back and listen if you want to go deeper into clearing the space for that connection. The last few years, I've become so good at doing my own makeup when I'm recording my podcast, doing interviews. I've been doing so many live virtual talks. So I've become a makeup artist. And that means that I have to be really into makeup and get excited about the newest and the best and the most high-performance beauty. The best beauty product I've been using lately is called Thrive Cosmetics. They are the sponsors of today's show. But I was first attracted to them because they don't use parabens or sulfates. They're certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. I love their liquid lash extensions mascara. It's just unbelievable, ultra eye-opening, and doesn't clump, smudge, or flake. I've tried so many different types of mascara. This mimics the look of extensions without damaging glue or expensive salon prices. Also, their clean ingredients support longer and stronger and healthier looking lashes. Over time, you just have these gorgeous, beautiful lashes. And the best parts are so easy to remove. Their tubing formula slides right off with warm water and a washcloth, which is just so blowing my mind at this moment. Another favorite of mine is their Brilliant Eye Brightener. The cream powder highlighter stick is a fave as well. And one of the most important parts of the brand is that they have a strong mission behind their company. Thrive Cosmetics helps women thrive, from women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, cancer, and more. Now is the best time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/Gabby. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/Gabby for 15% off your order. So on this topic of spirit guides and connecting to our inner wisdom, I want to go deeper with you. I'm so excited to connect to people. I haven't seen you guys in a while. And let's bring in our first guest. Hi, Samantha.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Welcome to Dear Gabby. Are you psyched about this topic?
I am so psyched. And everyone always says this, but it feels like divine timing. So just so grateful.
Well, it always is divine timing. It's never an accident. It's meant to be. Yeah.
So I guess I'll just dive into my question. I have been working with my vulnerability and with my heart being kind of closed in general, and kind of working to open that heart and let love in, especially love and vulnerability and intimacy from my partner and then my friends around me. I'm kind of resistant to receiving and not giving love, but more receiving love. And I feel like I made a lot of progress in that, but I just recently am kind of dealing with some trauma that I'm uncovering. And I have gotten happy days and I love it so much. And I've done a couple of those practices, but it feels like that's setting me back from being vulnerable and open to love, because it's like my nervous system is all over the place and I'm processing so much. So yeah, I'm just wondering if you have any advice for kind of that situation.
It's a slow, steady path. And the best, honest, best advice I would have given you is what you're already doing, which is doing happy days. But big but with a big B, you have to realize that when you start to look more closely at the blocks to your vulnerability, you'll have parts of you that are going to come up really loud and really fear-based, similar to that voice of ego as we were talking about in the beginning, being like, no way, too scary, don't go there. But that is the first step, going there with happy days, following the methods and the path that I've laid out before you, and taking it slow and steady, leaving behind anything that's too overwhelming for you in the moment, coming back to it in 5 months, 5 years, I don't care, but going slow and steady. Because you can't, when it comes to wanting to be vulnerable, particularly in romantic relationships, it is an undoing of historical trauma that must occur in order to feel safe enough in your own body and internal system to let someone in with true vulnerability. So there isn't a fast hit of fix. There isn't a fast fix, but there is a path from the trauma to profound freedom and inner peace and vulnerability, which is called Happy Days. And so I'm so fucking excited that you have that book and that you're doing it, and it is triggering you. And the triggers, as long as they're not so extreme and taking you out, are a good sign, because it means that it's touchy, that you're not so dissociated, mm-hmm. and that you're able to touch into the reality of what's coming through, right? So those feelings, while they're very overwhelming and can be very flooding to your system, are also extraordinary signs that you are have done so much work to get to this point where you're safe enough to even touch into those feelings. Got me? Yeah, take that in. I see that your whole energy shifted when you said that. Yeah. So your shift in your energy that I just witnessed is such a sign to me that you are ready to go here, but slowly and safely. And you came on and you're like, I want to know how to be vulnerable. Well, this is the path. This is the path. Because if you try to be vulnerable, particularly in an intimate relationship, and you force it or you try it or you whatever, mm-hmm. before you've done the work to get to a place of inner safety, then you're going to re-traumatize yourself. So right now, what is vulnerable in your relationship? Vulnerable is, hey, man or woman, I don't know, are you in a partnership with a man?
Yes,
I am. I'm just always wanting to make sure I'm honoring whoever people are, wherever they are. Hey, man, you know, I'm having a lot of resistance to vulnerability. I'm wanting to acknowledge that that's there and that it's affecting us. And I want to let you know that I'm doing some really deep inner work. And it's beginning with this book, Happy Days. And I'd be comfortable right now maybe sharing some of my journey with you. That is a fucking vulnerable thing to say to someone.
Yeah.
And letting him in on your process is very important because, one, it is a step towards genuine vulnerability and authenticity. And two, he's not in the dark. You know, like, where is she? What's she doing? He's with you. And, you know, some of us do this work and it changes the relationship, and some of us do this work and it dramatically heals the relationship and elevates the relationship. And that was the case for me. So I can give you that promise if you make that commitment.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. It really did shift so much when you said just the fact that you're feeling these triggers means like you're ready and that you're capable of feeling these triggers and that it's possible to heal. I feel like I've always thought like, oh, well, I guess I'm this way forever, right?
No, baby. That's why I wrote this book, because your ability to feel into that truth is the healing journey. Your ability to open that book is a huge step forward in your recovery. You are not the victim of your trauma. It does not have to have a hold on you forever. It does not. Follow the guided path in Happy Days. Go slow. And let the voice of your inner guidance system lead you. Because that voice of your inner guidance system, that spiritual presence, is going to say, you know what, Samantha, let's skip chapter 3 right now and let's come back to that in a year. And it's going to be very loving and very clear and very connected. And that's different than the voice that's like, no way, I can't even go here, right? So knowing the difference between those two voices based on the theme of today's show and letting that voice of spiritual guidance, which is going to be the loving, very all-knowing voice, come through and just take you slowly by the hand and gently guide you through this journey, and to definitely skip things that feel like too much, and to definitely reach out to the therapists that I recommend in the book and the types of therapy if you feel called, and to definitely do whatever practices feel grounding and don't do the ones that don't right now. But the answers for you, Samantha, I can say with every inch of my being, lie in the pages of that book. Don't look any further. God bless.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm sure that's not the answer you wanted to hear. Everybody's like, well, I want to know how to do it right now. But it's right there. And that's why I wrote it. It's all right there.
Yeah.
Your guides brought you to the book. And your guides brought you on here today for me to say, go do it.
Thank you. And thank you just so much for your work in general. I absolutely adore you. So thank you so much.
I want to leave you with one more thing. And this is for you and for all of our listeners who are all recovering from their own form of trauma in any form, big T or small T. I want to deeply acknowledge your courage to open a book like that, to listen to a show like this, requires courage. Courage to go to the places that scare you so you can come out the other side. And I'm really proud of you. Nice job. All right. That was beautiful, Samantha. I'm going to tell you a little secret of mine. Rothy's has become one of my absolute favorite brands. I first heard about Rothy's on Skinny Confidential, and I was so intrigued by how much Lauren talked about it and how much she wanted to just rave about this brand. And when they reached out to sponsor the podcast, I wrote back and I was like, yes, yes, yes. And I cannot wait to try this product. So I tried it. It is amazing. I'm a full-blown Rothy's convert, and I don't wear much else. Rothy's shoes are perfect for traveling, and I'm so serious when I say this. They feel like slippers. As soon as you take your first step in Rothy's, you'll wonder why you've been wearing anything else. They're known for their chic pointed toe flats, but that's just the beginning. They have a ton of iconic head-turning designs in bright, sophisticated colors. They also really care for the environment. They take sustainability to the next level. All their products are knit with thread made from plastic and water bottles. They've repurposed around 125 million water bottles so far. And did I mention that you can wash them? They look and feel brand new after just throwing them in the wash. It's so wild. Your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/Gabby. That's rothys.com/Gabby for 20% off your first order. There's nothing more I love than to constantly be learning. And I've been dreaming about going back to school, but in the meantime, I've been bringing it on with Masterclass. With Masterclass, you can learn from the world's best minds. They have courses on all different subjects from masters in the fields. They have classes on mental strength, the science of better sleep, and one of my favorite classes called The Power of Empathy, taught by Pharrell Williams and other amazing co-instructors. I've been really blown away by how much I gained from that class. And if you've ever been curious about learning more about something, chances are they have a masterclass for you. There are over 100 exclusive classes taught by some of the greatest experts in their fields. The classes are truly cinema quality, which is kind of the coolest part. Like, you're watching this beautiful, gorgeous experience while you're learning. You can explore the lessons in any order you'd like across the phone, tablet, Apple TV, computer, or just listen with your audio mode. And it's just really easy to access the material. It's so nice, and you don't have to sit down and consume the entire class at once. Lessons are approximately 10 to 15 minutes in length and fit easily with your everyday life. I highly recommend you check it out. Get unlimited access to every masterclass, and as a Dear Gabby listener, you get 15% off an annual membership. Go to masterclass.com/Gabby. Sammy Sam, who's next? Hi, how are you, love?
Hello. Oh my goodness. This is so unexpected, but not. Wow. I got in the shower and I have to still do my makeup, but I was rushing so I could come sit down at the Zoo. It's an honor to talk to you.
How can I help you today as it relates to listening to that inner guidance or anything else that's coming through for you?
Inner guidance, intuition, but kind of as that relates to, I think I've had a lot of recognition of past trauma lately and understanding what that means and still kind of working through what I want to do with it. So in short, my mom specifically, but my parents, I just really haven't had a relationship with them for almost 2.5 years. And going through a lot of therapy with that, my mother suffers from like borderline personality, narcissistic personality. So I'm just kind of trying to figure out that place and that boundary. But without that, like, I feel like part of my soul is missing, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like I've just changed as a person. My social anxiety is just triggered like crazy. I used to be so much of a people person and, you know, embrace being around people. And now I just kind of would prefer to be on my own. And so I think that happening has really forced me to not listen to my intuition and not listen to that inner guidance. And I'm kind of trying to repair or try to figure out what that relationship looks like while repairing myself and my soul. But then I don't know. I think I'm trying to do too much. And I don't know if I'm just not listening.
Can you clarify one thing for me? So something happened specifically to create more of a break with your mom at the moment?
Okay.
So of course you're super triggered. Of course your traditional coping mechanisms are no longer working. Of course you're super activated because mom, the attachment figure in your life who is never safe for you because she's has, God bless her, mental illness, has recently done something that has super activated you. So let's give yourself some grace here, sister, okay?
And I recently took your attachment style quiz. I'm definitely anxious attached.
You're definitely an anxiously attached person. And and the quiz that she's referring to helps you understand that you have your own unique attachment style. We'll put the link in the show notes for anyone listening. And seeing that and understanding that is the first step to giving yourself grace and really looking at yourself right now. And let me know if this feels possible for you. But to look at the part of you that's so triggered in this moment, right? The anxious part. And how do you feel towards that part of you?
Just like it doesn't belong there.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of judging it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I want to give my, I want to give you a little Gabby perspective of that part. Okay. Anxious part of Jennifer. I honor you and I understand you. And I have extraordinary compassion for what you're going through right now. And I want to just give you a huge hug and just let you know that this is totally normal and totally to be expected, given your attachment style with your mom. And you're triggered right now. And I want to just let you know that it's, I'd love to know more about you. And I just want you to know that I have compassion for you. And I just want, does that part of you feel that? Does that anxious part feel seen?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want you to take your journal out tonight and I want you to write a letter to that anxious part of yourself. And maybe the letter starts with a lot of bullshit. Like, why are you here? You know, I don't like you, blah, blah, blah. But then as you write, see what else begins to come through. Don't edit anything, right? Like there could be some funky stuff that comes up in the beginning, but we want to let that out and clear that so that the voice of love, spirit guides, inner guidance, so we can clear space, clear the ego story to let that voice of self, right? The energy of your inner guidance system to come through and care for that part of you.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
Write the letter. Okay. Start wherever you need to start.
Okay.
And write until love comes through.
I love it. Okay.
Oh, that's a good lesson. I can't wait to put that in my next book. Write until love comes through.
I like
write
that.
Until love comes through. What a good lesson, Gabby.
I like that. Thank you. That's powerful.
Go slow, baby. You're having a trigger. You grew up with a borderline mom. That's really hard. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless her.
Yeah.
No, it's not an easy world.
No. I hope she can get the help she needs, but wish her well.
But you got to do your thing, girl.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's all you can do.
You can pray for her and you can keep your side of the street moving forward. Yep.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. That makes sense. So I will do a little bit more listening than doing.
Right until love comes through.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you so much, Gabby.
You're welcome, gorgeous. Thank you. So technically this is an ad break, but our partners at Calm want to focus on yourself for a moment. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Relax your body, unclench your jaw, and release any tension you are feeling in this moment. It's so important to tune in and recenter. And Calm can help. Here on Dear Gabby, I only partner with companies that I truly believe in. And Calm is one of my favorite apps. It's no wonder it's the number one mental wellness app. Calm gives you tools to improve the way you feel. Reduce stress and anxiety through guided meditations. Improve focus with curated music tracks. And rest and recharge with Calm's imaginative sleep stories for children and for adults. I've been loving to listen to these sleep stories at night with little Oliver. For those of you who like to move your body, there's also a daily movement session designed to relax your body and uplift your mind. If you go to calm.com/deargabby, you'll get a special offer of 40% off of a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. Calm is ready to help you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. I can testify to it. I'm sleeping really well. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/deargabby. Go to calm.com/deargabby for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/deargabby. What's up, girl? How you doing?
Oh my God. Hi.
How are you?
Thank you so much for bringing me in. I did not expect this today, but I've been wanting to ask this question since the manifestation challenge that I did back in January. And I signed up and I thought initially, like, I'm going to make it about career. But then when I started and I was doing the meditations, it just felt like what I really wanted was relationship. Like, that's just what was coming through. So I was like, okay, I have to honor that, like, intuition that that's what I really want. So I kind of started over and I did it for, like, deep respect, meaningful relationship. And I remember the day that it was like a meditation about how do you want to feel when you get this thing and the feeling before the getting.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been interested in a relationship with a particular person who lived in my building. And once I started feeling those feelings, I started seeing them all the time. And I was like, wow, this thing worked really fast. And long story short, that relationship ended up going like really badly. So I was getting really worried that like I'm not able to manifest, because talk about feelings of unworthiness. I felt like I had done the challenge wrong, which I know.
Yeah. I'm going to stop you right here, now, my love. Okay. Stop it in your tracks. Here's the deal. You put out a vibration that you were ready to receive love, right? And that you were ready to get into a relationship. And that vibration is super freaking hot, okay? And it's magnetic and it's vulnerable and it's like open. And so you know what? You're going to be a magnet for a lot of guys when you're in that vibration, okay? The guy that just happened to be the closest to you in proximity was this guy that signed up to be, you know, not the highest and best. What I want to really emphasize here is that the manifesting part was completely accurate. There's a step that you may want to clarify next time. And that is actually the step of clarity. Being crystal clear about what it is that you want to attract. Because you have no trouble getting into alignment with your super attractor power to attract into your life. All you have to do is just define what you're trying to call in. I want to call in love with someone who is, you know, really stable and does a lot of personal growth work and, you know, is financially secure. And what I want you to do is I want you to write a list of what are your non-negotiables. What is super non-negotiable for you? And so non-negotiable is that he's doing inner work and he's mentally well, right? Non-negotiable is that, you know, he has, you know, just giving examples, like he's financially secure. He's creative and non-negotiable. And then there's the second part of the list, which is like, what would be nice? Okay. And nice is like he's 6 foot tall, but that's not a non-negotiable, but it's nice, right? But what's most important is the non-negotiables. Because if you do that work that you did so well of cultivating the feeling, you are going to be a magnet for a lot of stuff. And so you don't want to be a magnet. You don't want to be like the moth to the flames, right? Because your just flame is so light and so bright that all the moths start coming. You want to be super clear about what it is that you want to be a magnet for.
So can I just ask how you, because obviously it takes time to get to know people in general. I think you kind of touched on this before, but how you know when it's coming from spirit versus when it's just, like you said, the closest person to you. Because I really would like to, moving forward. I mean, one thing that I did was write down all the things that I did get from this experience that were positive, which is like a stronger desire to protect myself and move slow and all this stuff. So is there a way to kind of like connect to yourself more to know before?
Okay, so here's the deal. That is exactly right. The more you strengthen your relationship and awareness of the voice of spirit, the more safe you can feel as you start to open up energetically to others and in any situation, because you can trust your intuition more. You can be more patient. You can go more slowly. You can listen rather than react. You can allow the voice of love to lead you. And that spiritual voice and that spiritual presence of guidance is always within us and around us. And honestly, even when we get into shitty relationships that are scary or whatever, they are opportunities for learning and growth, and you've already chosen to see it that way. So let's say thank you to that experience for getting you closer to cleaning up your energy so that you can attract what you want. And to also strengthen your relationship to your spirit guides, to your own inner wisdom, so that you can listen more and do less. The more you strengthen that relationship through your meditation, through your journaling, through revisiting practices that you loved from the meditation challenge, through listening to this podcast, through going back to the manifesting episodes of Dear Gabby and doing the work, and through reading a book like Super Attractor. I'm going to send you a copy of Super Attractor, okay? Just give it to my team, is going to send that to you, and start cultivating these practices, the more you will be able to hear that voice of your intuition. And then the next time you get into a relationship, you can be fearless, because you can be like, listen, I got my spirit guides right here, right behind me, backing me up, protecting me, and telling me to walk away or telling me to walk forward. And I don't have to fear that. Now, reality is like, you know, all relationships are assignments, and the relationships that we are going to be guided to are going to bring up stuff for us no matter what. But the next one won't be a feeling like this one, right? Because you've already got the spiritual guidance that's come forth for you. Okay, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you so much. It means a lot. I just wanted to, I loved the challenge, but then I hated the feeling that I did it incorrectly. So I'm really glad to get clarity on that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that challenge is a first step. And that's why we say the next step is to join the Miracle membership and be part of the weekly coaching, or read the book, or read Super Attractor, or whatever, right? Because you start with a challenge, you start with listening to one of these podcasts, but the consistent daily practice and the ritual and the getting into the guidance. Right. And, you know, I'm assuming I'm your teacher here. You've done the challenge, you're back here talking to me. So use me, right? Use one of the 9 books, use Happy Days to undo the patterns that have held you back in these relationships. Use Super Attractor to manifest with more clarity, and use The Universe Has Your Back to transform your fear into faith and really listen to the voice of your inner guidance system. Yeah. And so if you guys want to hear the voice of your inner guidance system and trust that voice of spirit, read The Universe Has Your Back. There's a whole episode on that in Happy Days if you want to get an intro to it, and read that book. Okay, baby.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thank you. All right. What a good one. What a good one. What a beautiful group of people that came through today to really recognize and identify that when we take any action, whether it be facing into our vulnerability or showing up for our personal lives or our professional lives, with that presence of spiritual connection coming through us, then anything is possible. So understanding the difference between the voice of your ego, the voice of fear, and the voice of your inner guidance system, the voice of love, will be one of your greatest virtues Because having that greater awareness and understanding will allow you to very effortlessly notice when you have to get back into spiritual alignment. Notice when it's time to open up a book like Happy Days and do some deeper work. Notice when it's time to close Happy Days because it's feeling like too much. And when we allow ourselves to be led from that voice of spirit rather than the voice of fear, everything begins to unfold naturally around us. Our relationships miraculously transform. Our careers begin to expand beyond what we thought was possible. And we also can notice that boundaries begin to dissolve. And so this show, while we've touched into a lot of different topics like trauma and action and vulnerability, the main core through line that came through all of this is that anything that we do, that we face into, that we show up for in our life, when done with spirit by our side, when done with the voice of love as our leader, can be miraculous. Doesn't have to be something we're afraid of. It can be something that we fearlessly and courageously face into because we're not alone. We have a presence of love within us and around us, guiding us, protecting us, and showing us with clear direction exactly where to go, what to do, and what to say. And we can trust it every step of the way. Thanks for joining me today. I'm excited for all of you to crack open to that presence of spiritual connection within. See you next week on Dear Gabby. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.